Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
The buildup for when I'm supposed to come in and start talking there lasted longer than the Minnesota Vikings were in that game last night. That thing was pretty over much. Fast. Man. I mean, they got Clubber Langed last night. Holy mackerel. All right. So the Eagles and the Rams on Sunday, and Jimi Hendrix forever in John Ritchie's heart. 215-592-9494.
Clubber was ferocious, man.
I am well
just
aware.
Ferocious. Wearing the baby blue, shiny baby blues. That was he wearing the baby blue, shiny baby blues when he got knocked out by Rock?
Both,
it
I'm not
feels
sure.
Like the shiny baby blues are the most ferocious, unbeatable Clubber.
Well, that's what he killed
Nick
with.
Yeah, you're right.
I know.
You're right.
First fight.
They were
manslaughter.
Underneath.
Not murder. It's manslaughter.
They were under. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, manslaughter or
Mick. He's not right.
Manslaughter.
Blame the people who didn't take Mick to the hospital.
I'm not sure about the manslaughter.
Sitting in the back room just dying.
No,
they could have been saved.
They
can't. Any good lawyer gets him off. He's like, why didn't you take the client to the hospital? He could have lived. This isn't manslaughter.
No, I will agree. The care of Mick left a lot to be desired.
So manslaughter means it was not premeditated.
Correct. I mean, that's my non-legal.
It was not. Premeditated,
yeah, he was just barreling
in
down,
any way.
Yeah, barreling down the stairwell.
I don't know that he caused the death.
He bumped into people that bumped into people that bumped into Mick. Mick dies 30 minutes later. I mean, it sounds like manslaughter to me. And he came down menacing.
It doesn't sound like manslaughter at all.
All right, we're going to get to a point-counterpoint related to Jalen Hurts from yesterday. Let's go to the phones right now. Jason in Philadelphia. Jason, good morning. Jason.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey, buddy.
Hi, Jason.
I told y'all about the Rams. I told y'all they got good coaching, and Matthew Stafford is not what y'all thinking. He's a Hall of Fame quarterback. Hall of Fame. Hall
well,
of Fame.
He's not in my opinion, but you know we'll say. We'll say.
He's close.
I mean, he's a gunslinger. He's a gunslinger. New improved Brett Favre to me, but
let me put it this way. I would vote for Eli before Stafford, and I would not vote for Eli. And he's going to make it, and it's going to make me sick.
I'd vote for Stafford over Eli. For sure.
Yeah, I'll vote for
Matthew Stafford is a stud.
Yeah.
Always has been, and now he really, really put it all together.
I mean, Detroit must have really stunk for him to be on a team that lost that much.
They've never been to a Super Bowl.
I know.
They've been to one NFC Championship game in 30 years, and it was last year.
Yeah. All right, Jason, what do you got on our birds, buddy?
I just think the birds, Jalen, they're going to pressure us. So I believe they're going to just go all out. They haven't got nothing to lose. They're going to pressure us. You just got to get rid of that basketball intermediate route. I mean, you know, keep it simple. Saquon averaged, I think, about almost 10 yards a carry last time we played them.
Yeah, just under. Yeah. I mean, don't expect that again, obviously, because that was abnormal.
No, but a heavy dose of it, because they started to run last night. Playoff football is totally
different. Well, you don't have to save Saquon for anything right now. I mean, there's three games left.
Exactly,
so, you know, out, man. If he's got to touch it 29 times, he touches it 29 times. That's the way it goes.
Heavy dose. I appreciate it.
Jason, give me a great answer, my man. What did not last long?
Let's stick to the topic. The Sixers Stadium.
Oh, what a good answer, Jason! Yeah,
outstanding.
So it kind of didn't exist, but the quest for it?
Yeah, I think that's a good answer.
Sixers Stadium. So it was sort of 2 years, but okay, I get you. All right, John, I need an answer from you here. We got point counterpoint of pro and anti Jalen from his performance Sunday. Should we air first pro or anti? Audio making the rounds yesterday.
Well, I think we got a little of both.
Yeah, we had a lot of both.
Why not start with the anti?
Okay.
And then correct it to what the proper.
You got it. We'll start with the Diddy. Ray Dittinger, pretty critical, as many were yesterday, of Jalen. Here's Ray on our program.
Average, at best, I guess. Good, but not great. Where do you put him?
I would say, if you say average, you're being kind, you know. I mean, I'll ask a question to you. If he plays like that again, do you think they advance? I don't know. You know, I mean, he's going to have to play better. I mean, all the conversation during the week was about the rust factor, the layoff factor. He hasn't played for a while. He hasn't practiced. You know, how's that going to affect him? Well, clearly it did. I mean, clearly it did, I thought.
Yeah.
I mean, look, he plays well enough to win. Didn't turn the ball over. Didn't make any big mistakes. But, I mean, he was he looked indecisive on many occasions, held the ball too long, and his accuracy was way off.
Yeah, sure.
Now he's going to have to. I mean, if you really look, you're moving on now, and every game the stakes get higher, and your quarterback's, you know, he's going to have to play better than that.
All right, so that was the ditty yesterday on our show. Well, and just to be clear, let me just say one thing to be clear. When he was saying below average, he wasn't saying in general as a quarterback. He was saying specifically the way he played 2 days ago.
It is pretty amazing though when you have the advantage of looking at the sideline. Instead of the end zone, instead of the TV copy, when you have the sideline view and you see our receivers, they're running routes with DBs who expect the routes that they're getting, and it feels like there's an anticipation there, and it feels like there's good coverage, and it's hard to tell whether it's the Packers defense and their DBs are just that good and they're that well studied that they know what to expect from the personnel and the, you know, the formation,
yeah.
Or is it we're unbelievably predictable with the way that our offense is called, so much so that they are running the routes for us?
I've wondered that too.
A problem,
yep.
When we are trying to determine why is the offense not working, why is the pass game not working, and everyone's saying point the finger at Jalen, but what if there's no one open?
All right, so let's get to that point, as was presented by Dan Orlovsky yesterday, of course, ESPN. He made that point, and again, this is specifically about the game 2 days ago. Here's what Orlovsky said yesterday.
My takeaway is not Jalen Hurts struggled. I thought Jalen was fine. My takeaway is nobody was open, and that's where my attention goes. Why was no one open? Why did Green Bay look like they could mug you up no matter what your pass concept was? Why did Green Bay defensively look like they knew exactly where you were going with your pass concepts? And I think that's the overall, I guess, concern or question mark moving forward for the Eagles offense is Jalen wasn't rusty. Shannon, I would disagree. I don't think Jalen's a sudden player. I don't think Jalen is a timing and rhythm quarterback. That's part of the reason why their pass game is what it is. But my bigger concern is with Kellen Moore, who is a very good coach and I think is going to be a head coach one day. How come it felt like Green Bay knew exactly where you were going to be pass game wise? How come it looked like they knew that what the route concept was going to be? There was nowhere to go with the football more often than not for Jalen Hurts.
All right, that's Orlovsky. So you hear the point, counterpoint. Look, you can weigh in. Sure is. It's exactly how we do it. Of course, the Dallas Cowboys could say the same thing, but it would have a vastly different meaning.
There'd be a laugh track after.
It really would be.
Deion Sanders, Jason Witten is being considered.
I know.
Has he ever coached?
Not that I know of.
I'm not aware of that.
No. All right, so John.
And Kellen Moore, and they can take Kellen Moore.
So yeah, John Mike McCarthy out. You know, I wish he was still there, but Jer is trying to clean up his mess.
Yeah.
You know.
Deion.
Jaden Daniels is more of a threat. Jaden Daniels is more of a threat than whatever Dallas is going to put together, right? I'm talking the next 5 years.
Well, I really don't know.
I guess you don't know.
Seems like Deion is able to bring a lot out of the college kids.
You think Deion's going to get the job?
Yeah.
He talked about it on the record yesterday, which tells me he probably will. If he didn't talk on the record, then I would think.
We know that he spoke with Jerry. We know that he was positive about speaking with Jerry.
Yeah.
I get the feeling he could very well take it.
Yeah.
And I don't know what that means.
Yeah, it's going to be fascinating. I mean, Deion Sanders coaching the Dallas Cowboys.
He's an incredible player.
Of course he is. One of the greats of all time.
But that was because he was so physically gifted. It wasn't because he was so incredibly well prepared.
What'll be interesting, you know, there's Philadelphia sports fans that became pseudo Deion Sanders fans over the last couple of years, you know, his rise in college football. And then, so how are the Eagles fans that hated Deion then started liking Deion?
Well, it'll be easy to go back to hate him. It won't be a problem.
Won't be hard for me.
Listen, he's been highly entertaining.
Yes, he has.
I mean, I have to say,
yeah.
I would have never tuned into Colorado games,
yeah.
except I was amused by him.
Yeah. He was arrogant, though. The whole coach prime thing and the way he would direct reporters, the way you got to ask him questions. It's like, come on, man. Anyway, we'll say. So Deion Sanders has a good shot to be the Cowboys coach. We'll see. All right, 215-592-9494. Speaking of coaches, let's listen to Nick Sirianni, the Eagles coach, who is still going and three wins away from winning his first Super Bowl. Got a real shot this year. We have the audio of Sirianni in the locker room with the guys after the Green Bay game, and I really like who he gave the game ball to. Let's listen to Sirianni in the locker room.
We talked about our identity that have become our habits. One thing that happened that was very noticeable today was our dog mentality, was our ability to play the next play, right? It's always got to be next play mentality. You guys showed that. And the other thing we showed is we are a physical, nasty group of right here. We talked about the kickoff team, how important that's going to be. Wait a second. Way to set the tone, right? That set the tone for what type of game it was going to be. Hey, this guy, I love this guy that I'm going to give this ball to. I love this guy because he plays so he is just a nasty, violent football player. And he played his ass off today, Nolan Smith.
Good stuff. That's the Eagles. That's Sirianni in the locker room after the game versus Green Bay. All right, we know it's going to be the next game versus the L.A. Rams. I think we like that, right? I mean, most of us do. That draw. I mean, certainly we shouldn't take it for granted like the Rams can't win. They can. But let's be real. It could have been worse. Minnesota could have been legit, beat the Rams, and then presented a real threat to the Eagles that's greater. And that didn't happen. Minnesota completely crumbled. By the way, Jaws kind of called it couple weeks back with this. We'll talk to Jaws coming up shortly. So it's the Eagles and the Rams on Sunday. Let's go to Patrick in Tabernacle right now. Patrick, good morning.
Morning, everybody. How we doing?
Doing great, Patrick.
Hey, listen, real quick. This Sixers arena, I'm listening to Daryl Morey, and I just realized he sounded like the John Lovitz character, the liar, his brother. Yeah, we're going to get a beautiful arena for all you wonderful fans we love. The Sixers they're so tone deaf. I just can't believe what they've done to the fans and to the city. I couldn't imagine living in Chinatown with the prospect of what's going on. The anxiety, the angst, the worry, the anger, all that stuff. They could give a rat's ass about it.
Well, I don't know how, Patrick, some of the politicians yesterday put on a good face standing next to them. I mean, they put them through the ringer.
Joe, I'm disappointed you don't know why they did that. You know why they did that? Because they're politicians.
Yeah.
Anyhow.
Well, yeah.
Gosh almighty. I'm fired up. So the Eagles, man, this is the Vikings. First of all, boy, what a bunch of chumps they are.
Yeah, they
and
fell
Joe,
apart.
You're so right. I remember when Josh said that, and I literally told my wife before the game last night. She goes, "Oh, what do you think?" I said, "Listen, man, Jaws and a lot of other guys who really know football more than us. Jaws is saying, like, show me. This guy hasn't done anything yet, and kudos to him."
But yeah, listen, no, Jaws nailed it. Jaws nailed it.
He did. Listen, I'm not scared of anybody at this point. I don't know if I've seen the complete team we have is just unbelievable. And I'm not ragging on her. I'm not doing any of that. Like, if someone's down, there's another, let's get another part of the team somewhere, somebody, let's pick up that person. And we're a complete team, you know. And if let's just think of the possibility if Hurts does put it into a higher gear. And listen, he was banged up. I mean, that's pretty evident. Whatever he went through with that concussion, man, that really left him a little depleted. So I'm not,
If that's true, Patrick, and it very well may be, let's hope he shakes that off. You know, he's got five more days, you know. And I don't think there's any way you can just will yourself to that. If your concussion affected, it's going to last as long as it's going to last. I mean, I don't know how else to put it.
Yeah, well, listen, I think it was great that obviously he was out there, but, whatever cobwebs and lingering.
Right. No, rust is different. Yeah. I want to be clear. It's concussion affected and rust playing, two different issues. All right, Patrick, I want to get to Jaws here. Give me a great answer. What did, like Minnesota in the playoffs and Joe DiMaggio and Marilyn Monroe's marriage, what did not last long?
They would keep it going with the relationship theme. How about you, Joe DiCamera, and your prom date?
Well, what do you mean, Patrick? Oh, he's gone. He's gone. Seltzer, what did he mean by that?
Yeah, I mean, you're still friends with your cousin, so I don't know why he would say last long.
We don't know that for sure. Are they still friends?
All right, let's talk to Ron Jaworski. Let me just say to Jaws as we welcome him in, Ron Jaworski, I did not go to the prom with my cousin. I want to be on the record. Good morning, Jaws.
Why are you dragging me into this?
I need an ally. I need a
Misery
friend.
Misery loves company.
I need a friend, Jaws.
You need a friend. Good morning, by the way.
Good morning,
Jaws.
Good
to see you guys
again. I said, Jaws, we got to give you your props right out of the gate. We're going to get to the Eagles, obviously, in a very deep dive. But you know, you're the quarterback evaluator. And two that you freaking nailed in recent weeks, and these were the exact words. You said, Sam Darnold, I don't trust him in a big spot. And you said Jordan Love overrated. Jaws, a big two for two, my man.
Well, there've been a lot more than that, Joe. I studied the quarterback position from these guys back from my ESPN days, where I evaluated the quarterbacks and went to pro days, and got a good feel for what was going on within their mind as well as their talent. So when I watched the quarterback play, and obviously I played for 17 years at the NFL level, you get an appreciation of what it takes to be successful. So when I evaluate the quarterbacks, it's basically what I see on tape, what they show me. I don't get the opportunity to talk to these guys like I used to when I was doing other things, but the eye in the sky does not lie. So when I look at the tape and I see the quarterbacks, I pretty much have been pretty good at evaluating them.
Good. So how well did Jalen play against the Packers?
The word I use when I talk about a postgame show, I use the term measured. I thought he was very measured in the game. I think there were some opportunities in the past, he would have taken some shots, but I think he understood that this defense is playing at a very high level. You can play risk-free football, not put the ball in harm's way, and still win the football game. So in that regard, I thought that's how he played. He wasn't a risk-taker because he didn't have to be.
Huh. Joe's one of the – let me ask you this. Okay, before we get to the future, a big commentary yesterday floating around, and I think there's truth to it. The Eagles receivers didn't get open as much as they normally do. And that made it harder for Jalen. Is that what the tape showed you?
No, I looked at the All-22 yesterday, and it did not show me that. There were opportunities. It wasn't a throw ball game where he got a lot of opportunities. And I actually thought, from an overall game management standpoint, I thought Jalen did a really good job. Sometimes it doesn't show up in basically, to the optic or the eye or the numbers. But, the audible Dallas Goedert was phenomenal. It was a phenomenal call. The Packers are not a blitzing team. They only blitzed five times in the game, and they paid a dear price when he went to the audible to Goddard. Goddard obviously made a hell of a play, but Jalen got him in the right play, and that's the quarterback's biggest role, get out of bad plays, and he did.
What about the timing of the offense? There have been discussions on that with the routes that are running longer downfield, taking longer to develop. Is there an argument that says Kellen Moore needs to call more of the stuff that's faster developing to get the ball out of his hand, to get him into a rhythm, or try to get him into a rhythm earlier? Is there something to that?
I think for the most part, Kellen's done a really good job using a short, quick passing game and using the backs and the bubble screens. Sometimes our complaint is there's too many of these bubble screens. But, when you look at the game, he only dropped back, 24 times. So it's not a large sampling where you can say, we're going to run a bunch of dig routes, we're going to run some posts, we're going to run some corners. We're only throwing about 24 times. You're not going to get through your whole passing tree.
Jaws with us here. Jaws, in some ways.
So why is Jalen getting all this blame? I mean, really, it feels like my partner is blaming Jalen.
He wasn't razor sharp. I thought he was measured, which is fine. His job is to win football games. He's winning football games. It may not be the dynamic, quarterbacks throwing for 400 yards and things like that, but he is doing what a quarterback needs to do. That's win football games. He knows how to win, and he knows how to manage a game.
I'll answer that. So, Jaws, here's what I'd say to that, and this is a point I was trying to make yesterday, and I've tried to make it throughout the season. I think the issue a lot of people have is when the challenge gets harder, will he have it in his bag to do more if necessary? And it probably will be necessary. Now, look, maybe they can just bludgeon teams and run for 250 yards and win the next three games that way. But, they may not be able to win every game that way. And if he has to do more through the air, is he prepared to? And I don't know the answer to that, but I have worry of that. So,
he's going to get a litmus test this week. The Rams are a very good defensive team. They're young, they're quick, they're fast. They're well coached. Chris Shula does this very good schematically. He'll get a lot of different looks. He's going to have to audible to the line of scrimmage. He's going to have to recognize the defensive movement pre-snap and post-snap, which is most important when you play the Rams, because they move. What you see is what you don't necessarily get once the ball is snapped. So it's going to be a cerebral game against this Ram defense. It's a young, fast, quick, aggressive defense. He's going to have to make plays. They're going to have to throw the ball 30 times this week to move the football.
Yeah, so wow. Well,
this will be a good test for Jalen where he's at right now. But I'm quite honestly, I've talked to you guys all year long. I'm not concerned about him.
How good is Jalen? Well, the problem is people who doubt, I think at least Joe who doubts, feels as though Jalen is, when he doesn't get rid of the ball, it's because he's slow at getting rid of the ball. It's because he's slow at reading. I get that impression.
Yeah,
people
assume
it's him making mistakes.
I'll say two
rather
things.
Than the offense just not functioning at top level.
Well, here's okay. So
I don't think he's making those mistakes.
Yeah, two main things, Jaws. I'll say to that. I do think he's not as quick processing as some quarterbacks. But to
Joe, and I'll agree with you on that. Yeah. In fact, the numbers bear that out. You look at snap to release. He's one of the slowest in the league.
Right. But to your point, Jaws, with where we kind of started 2 or 3 minutes ago. I think he has a conservative nature that is built in to both him and Sirianni, the way they have approached this season. We've got a great defense. We've got a great running game. He doesn't need to be prime Aaron Rodgers for the team to win. And I admire his... Look, I think he's a game manager, Jaws. Some people see that as a slap in the face. You know, yeah, I'm not calling him Patrick Mahomes, but... I'm not saying he's a bum. I mean, he manages games and win games.
Well, you said he was more Trent Dilfer yesterday.
Well,
is a slap. Well, in the face.
Okay, he won a Super Bowl, by the way. So you know, you may have to say what you want.
Well,
to
that
say
was
about
the
Trent
point.
Well, Jaws, yeah, what I
party trophy.
Right. What I said is if they win the Super Bowl.
I think he's becoming a game manager, and I say that in a positive way, like you do. I think game management is the most important thing a quarterback must do. Did you watch Sam Bradford last night? I'm not Sam Bradford, but. The Vikings quarterback, Darnold. I mean, that was awful game, man. He was standing back like a statue, holding on to the darn football. You got to know when to get rid of the football. And the one thing that Jalen will hold on to the football too long. I will agree with that statement and that belief in what you said. But the game manager is fine. You get out of bad plays, get into good plays, take running opportunities when they present themselves, throw the ball away when you have to. And by the way, I think there were opportunities Sunday. He could have gotten rid of the football, threw it away rather than try to run and slide. But I think overall, I think game manager says a lot, especially when you have a defense like the Eagles have right now.
Yeah. All right, Charles, let's get to that defense. Let's get to that side of the ball. So, really good matchup here. The Rams, Stafford, he's legit. The Eagles defense, more legit. How do you size up that battle?
Yeah, that's going to be a really fun one to watch. Sam Bradford, obviously, you know, is a hell of a quarterback. He's a Super Bowl quarterback, Super Bowl champion. He knows how to win football games, and you're not going to trick Sam Bradford. You're not going to trick him. He's
Matt Stafford
that kind of player. So when I look at what the Eagles have to what they did this week, pressure without having to blitz. That will be the key.
How is it,
By the way, excuse me one second, is what they did against Green Bay. They only blitzed one time.
Yeah, yeah. And that's – it does feel like that, the pass rush has really come on lately or maybe more so in the second half. I didn't think when we started the season that it would harken back to the 2022 70 sack where we didn't have to blitz to generate those sacks. And then the one blitz in this last game, and then you saw all the pressure anyway. That mm-hmm. was so overwhelmingly positive. Has the D-line somehow just found their stride late in the season? It seems like they've picked up on the production.
No, I think Nolan Smith has certainly had a lot to do with it. He's making plays right now, so now you got a good rotation going. But I think the one thing that's the most positive is they've gotten better every single week. You know, we know after the bye week is kind of where we've drawn the line in the sand with this defense this year. You know, they were okay for the first four games. Eagles are 2-2. But after the bye week, all of a sudden, they got better. Vic Fangio is a terrific coach. It's an outstanding coaching staff. You know, we always talk about the head coach. We got to if you look down the line, this is a really good coaching staff. You know, their position groups are doing a fantastic job. And the defensive line has just gotten better and better and better incrementally week in and week out as the season has gone on.
Jaws, how much are you concerned about the loss of Nakobe Dean?
By the way, I'm going through the tape, and I was sick when he got hurt. He was having one hell of a game. I mean, he was very active, flying around, getting everyone in good position. The combination of him and Zach Bond has been lethal this year. And when I saw him go down, I was just sick. He's been having such a great year and getting better every single week.
What'd you see from Burks when he played? And the few times he's played this year, what do you think of him?
Oh, he's a snot knocker. I mean, this guy, if the first play, the kickoff, doesn't show you what he's the ball about, there's an example. I think it was the last game of the year, he had 17 tackles, so he's an active player. There will be a slight fall off. Some of it will be communication, because it was obviously Bond and Dean had a great communication, that nonverbal communication during the game. They were just getting better and better. But I don't think there'll be a huge fall off, but there will be some fall off.
Jaws, I feel like 3 or 4 weeks in a row we've been asking this question, so we'll ask it again. Would you change kickers? You sticking with Jake Elliott, or are you changing kickers?
Well, yeah, I'm sticking with Jake Elliott. I hate to see him miss an extra point, but fortunately it wasn't a 51-yard field goal where he struggled on plus 50 field goals at 1-7. But he can't change now. There's nothing out there that's going to help you win.
Jaws, last thing for me. How can the Eagles help Jalen get his wide receivers open a little better? Like, are there things that we can do offensively that will prevent DBs from covering our wide receivers as well as the Packers did?
Well, I thought the 3rd-and-1 call, when it looked like there goes a tush push, they threw the ball. He was wide open. He missed him.
Yeah.
So there's a play call. You're taking your shot play. He just missed him. He was open. You got to hit those. Mm-hmm. But I think you can also go, and John, you've been around, you played in different systems. You can set up the shot plays. Go maximum protection, one or maybe even two receiver routes, max. You're going to block and you're going to throw the ball to either here or throw it there. So I think you can help take those shot plays by calling them and setting them up and designing them.
Nice. The deep play action. That was Andy Reid loved,
sure.
The deep shot plays. It felt like the man, out of two backs, which I really appreciated, the early preseason game to Terrell, and then the regular season to Terrell. Those are deep play action shot past 67. He's holding the ball way out as he's going to fake the stretch and then turning with double goes on the backside of it.
That was a Vic to Deshaun special as well. Those guys ran that very well.
Yeah,
Charles, final thing.
During my playing days, I played for one of the greatest coordinators of all time, Sid Gilman, who's in the Hall of Fame.
Yep.
And I mean, in our Friday quarterback meeting, he always said, "We're going to throw one deep route a quarter." He felt that's what you had to. And that way, you got the secondary getting back on their heels. If you let them sit in their heels and drive routes, you're going to get good coverage.
Totally.
You must scare them. You must put fear in their hearts. You're going to throw the ball over their head.
Great point.
That's what will slow down the defense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jaws, two final things.
Sure.
Deion, if he's coaching the Cowboys, which he may be, what do you make of it?
I don't think it'll happen. I have great respect for Deion and what he's done. I just don't see the fit in Dallas. I don't see his style working in the NFL. He's obviously a Hall of Fame player, a great college coach. I just don't see the fit.
Interesting. All right, final thing. It's also a non-Eagles question, but it could tie into the Eagles in a couple weeks. Look, this weekend, 3 of the 4 games, almost everybody in America is going to pick the Chiefs, the Lions, and the Eagles. The game that is just fascinating, and I think it's one of the great divisional round matchups this century, Baltimore and Buffalo. Holy mackerel. Jaws, who the hell wins Baltimore and Buffalo?
That is must-see TV. But, Joe, you know where my heart is on that game. I was born and raised just outside of Buffalo. I was a Bills season ticket holder, so I'm rooting for the Bills.
You think they win?
No.
Oh, that was tough.
You didn't want to say.
That's why he said I want them to win. Yes.
Jaws, that's why you're CEO quarterback. You could have been. You could have been a mayor. You could have been a governor, Jaws. I mean, you still could be.
I was going to say I'll vote for him today. Let's go.
I think the Bills win. Remember that Ravens defense. The Ravens defense is not like a normal Ravens defense.
Yeah,
their coverage is a little bit wonky at times.
Yeah, how good was that offensive game plan last week?
Unbelievable.
The Ravens will grind everyone.
Lamar
I love that.
You know what they're all keying? you know, J.J. Watt, everything slanting down inside to stop, you know, the King. All of a sudden, Lamar just kept booted outside for about 9 yards to carry. It was I know you're putting your quarterback at risk with those runs, but it's the playoff time. You got to win now or you go home. So I love the game plan.
Love it. Well, Jaws, let's hope the Birds win on Sunday so we can absorb, you know, some post-game and then bang, right to that Baltimore-Buffalo game. Because I'll tell you what, no one around here is going to be in the mood to watch Baltimore and Buffalo Sunday night at the Eagles.
Dude, I was thinking how how much it ruins that game for us. Yeah.
I think it'll all work out. Jaws, stay well, bud. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys, you bet. You're the best. Thanks.
There he is, Ron Jaworski. All right, let's go from one Eagles legend, that's Jaws, to another Eagles legend, that's Brandon Graham, who's with us in studio for the next half hour. What up, BJ?
What's going on, man? How you feeling?
Dude, let me tell you something. Let me stand up and see what I got.
It's a sweet starter jacket.
It's a sweet jacket.
Very sweet.
It was my
starter.
First thought, John.
There's a lot of good going on
it's
here, man.
It's black. It's black, but like the original starter everything. So that's new and old all rolled up into one. Traditional and new fang. I love
Beautiful.
This jacket.
Beautiful.
Hey, pro shot, baby.
There you go. Team player.
I'm on my way.
Have you ever modeled, Brandon?
No, I never modeled.
I'll tell you, man. You got
what kind of question?
That was one of the weirdest questions you've ever asked anybody in the history of the show.
I figured he has. I mean, he's pumping up.
Hey, Brandon, you ever model, man?
He's pumping up the prep shop.
You ever modeled?
Sure you have.
Creepy, man.
No, John.
Not the first thing you thought about.
Hey, Brandon, I would like to apologize on behalf of the show.
Wait a second. I'm offended.
This is just Joe.
You think the Philadelphia Eagles have never had on PhiladelphiaEagles.com a picture of BG in paraphernalia that's modeling.
Yeah, they had Cooper DeGene and Quinion Mitchell model those jackets.
I'm not saying you're Cindy Crawford or anything, but
it is modeling.
See, right. Brandon, you get to go home to your wife today and say, someone asked me if I ever modeled. How about that?
Be like, baby, what you think about that?
All right, so Brandon, congrats on the win. I mean, I know you weren't, you know, an active player in the game, but we'll get to whether you can be in future weeks here. But look, you guys got a great shot to win it all. I know you're going to give me one game at a time. You know I respect that.
Yep.
But you guys got a great shot to win it all. I mean, James, is that the right way to frame it? That's where my mind is. That's where my mind is. Brandon, what'd you make of the game the other day?
I made it like one of those games where people picked up, the offense struggling a little bit, defense stayed on it, special teams stepped up in a big way. That's what you need, man. I mean, defense wins championships. And so for us, it's going to be games where – offense killing and defense just can't get right, and then special teams step it up. It's just like you got to be able to play together and be able to problem solve as the game go. And I thought everybody did everything they could to win this game, man. Happy we came out with the win. And like I heard Jaws say, we're getting better every week, and it's not going to be perfect every week. And I know the expectations are very high, but all I know is if we stay focused as a team, which I know we are, we just got to make sure we make it about that day on Sunday.
Sure.
And making sure we get the win.
Did you have a preference last night between the Rams and the Vikings?
You know what? It's hard to play a team twice. The Vikings for sure was a team that you probably wanted to play too. But, you know, it didn't matter for real. It really didn't matter because I know the energy of the game that's going to be on Sunday, man, it's going to be electric for both teams. We just got to make sure we capture that momentum.
Did you – what did you make of Sam Darnold's – I don't know if you had a chance to see much of it. Sam Darnold.
That's me. That's not
that was just Brandon. I was going to do the same thing. Like, just so everyone knows, that was not Brandon Graham.
That's Joe the camera making the choking sound. But Sam Darnold, the last 2 weeks, Sam – might have lost himself hundreds of millions of dollars. I don't know what your perception is on that one. What did you make of his performance?
That was tough, man. Them boys was on him.
Nine sacks. Nine sacks.
The first half, I'm like, man, they got to get the running game going. That's really take a little bit off of them. But I just say the Rams did a good job having that energy, man. You felt that energy out there. You seen it on tape. And – credit the Rams on that. They play good. It's nothing taken away from that. It's just Sam Darnold had the bad two games.
Yeah.
Definitely had bad two
at
games.
At the worst possible time.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's what I say, man. This this league will humble you. You think you good all regular season, do all this. Man, this is win or go home. That's why I'm like, look, we got winners on this team. Let's just continue to keep building, keep stacking. I know Coach Sirianni already got that message, so I'm happy where we going, because I know that it's not easy in this league, and it can take any – it's any given Sunday. Yeah. It's just the truest statement of anything. It's any given Sunday. So we just got to make sure that we put forth our best effort, and then – we just see where the cars fall, you know what I'm saying, when you're playing.
BG, the Rams team reminds me a little bit of your 2018 Eagles squad. Now, let me say this. Obviously not a defending champion, but pedigree was there for 2018 and for this Rams team. They've been around for a bunch of years, pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Seemingly dead somewhere in November, or just not good.
Yep.
Like you guys were in 2018 in November, just not good, 5-7 or whatever the hell it was. And then came barreling down the stretch. They look a lot better than they were when you guys faced them the last time, is what I'm getting at. How much, I mean, do you sense that they're better than had been?
I sense that they got belief and they believing in their team, themselves, and just like us. It's just going to be who make the least amount of mistakes and then who go out and execute. That's all the game is, and who bring the energy.
Cause yeah.
That energy definitely helps a whole lot, because as you can see last night, them boys was on fire and they just wasn't letting up. So we got to make sure we continue to keep displaying what we've shown and not have any hiccups.
I've heard coaches say, and I don't know who this came from, I've heard the quote, playoff football is about who makes the fewest mistakes, not about who makes the most plays. I something along those lines.
Could be a Parcells.
Yep. Does that ring true to you? I mean, because if it does, our quarterback and what he's doing
is great at
like,
that.
Holy cow, this is as mistake-free as it gets, so much so that it errs to the side of, wow, we're going to be too conservative.
Well, just let me say this, Sean. That's mistakes as defined as turnovers, but then there's mistakes as defined as other things.
Sure.
You know, as Jaws said, you know, AJ was open on the fake tush push, and you know, it's an incompletion. So, but if you're saying like mistakes are turnovers, Jalen's as good as anybody in the world.
Right. And that's something naturally, I don't know if that's just like a byproduct of being a coach's son or what. I know when I watch this Eagles team, they're ready for games. Like, that was a hit the ground running as ready as I've ever seen an Eagles team for the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
What exactly goes into that? Is it just everyone's got such a good attitude? You as a leader, you've got leaders in every position group. Why is it that this team was so emotionally prepared for the playoffs, and what makes you certain that it'll continue? Because I feel great about that part.
Yeah, it's the calmness of everybody. Everybody's out there. Hey, man, remember this. It's not like people yelling and going crazy. It's just more of everybody just trusting in each other. Hey, Zach, go out there and go get it, man. Hey, JD, it's your time, man. It's your birthday. Let's go get it. Like, you know, I remember saying little stuff. It's just all that little gems to give them more confidence, give them more, you know, confirmation on, like, man, you here. This is what you've been waiting on. You've been working your butt off for this moment. Let's go get it. And that's it. I feel like because the work is done, now you got to go put the work in out here on the field right here for everybody to see what you've been doing all weekend.
Great. All right. A lot of calls here. I want to get to a lot of calls to BG. One more thing before that. Brandon, when you got hurt, you know, it was a worry. I mean, we felt bad for you, obviously. Mm-hmm. But then it was also a worry. One thing 2017 showed, you know, guys got to be ready to step up.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, man, what Nolan Smith has done, first off, before you got hurt, but even more so after you got hurt, it has shocked me. It has impressed me. I'm just curious, as his teammate and a veteran, I know you care a lot about him and have, you know, helped mentor him. Can you speak to his, I mean, I would say unbelievable growth? I didn't see this coming at all. I thought he was the player of the game the other day.
Hey, man, and I feel the same way. That boy has just been working, taking all the jabs. And make sure y'all get that sound bite of you saying that. So, yeah. Because it's that moment that, you know, just don't get it. He ain't going to get it in his head about it. It's just more like that boy just, man, he been taking a bunch of punches from coaching, to the media. And then, you know, you got to have your people that you talk to, your strong guys like myself and other guys that he talked to, some of the Georgia guys. N'Kobe is a great one, too, because, I mean, man, he got a focus like no other. But Nolan just stayed focused and stayed away from listening to what we all kind of listen to and kind of sneak in. So I know he heard it, but he did something about it, and he's doing something. And he ain't even scratched the surface yet. I know for him, man, he just, oh, I'm so proud of him. I'm proud of the whole D-line because it take all of us. Because if you got one guy stepping it up, and at the time he not stepping it up, it's like, hey, come on, baby, yeah, let's go. Hey, but stay believing. We still believe in you. We still believe. And if it could have went the other way, if people was negative in that room, and I know for sure Nolan is loving just his role as on why he's here. And now I think, it's only going to get better.
It's great, man. I'll just tell you, I've seen a lot of Philly sports. There are very few people I've ever seen that come to mind for more improvement in 1 year than him. Mm-hmm. I mean, John, I'm blown away.
In the middle of the year, it feels like, at some point. I'm blown away, too. N'Kobe, when we just talked about N'Kobe there, you said something like N'Kobe has a focus like you've never seen. Yeah. I've heard other people talk about N'Kobe as a Slay talked about, hey, my captaincy, I know it's not going to last forever. If I had to will it to anyone, it would be N'Kobe Dean. What is it that makes him different in that respect that you, the veterans, notice it?
Well, you already knew coming in that he's confident. And he just kind of looking, you know, always scanning the room, always when he talk, you kind of listen a little bit because he don't really – He talked, but he ain't like he calculated on, you know, just like what he's thinking, and then bam, you throw it out. But yeah, N'Kobe ain't scared to step up and break it down. He ain't scared to do some of the stuff the vets got to do, and I love it.
Sounds like a natural leader. Sometimes people are just effortless in their leadership. They just exude it.
Critical.
It just comes out of them. Mm-hmm. He's one of those guys.
He's one of those guys, man. That's why you hurt for him, because as you can see, he was playing. He was playing.
Holy cow. And the way he got hurt, the way he dealt with that injury, it made me feel like he was being a leader while injured. Like the way
I felt the same way, dude. Yep. Same way.
So locked in, almost already planning his return.
Uh-huh.
Like one step ahead of everything, but maybe I was reading in.
No, I thought the same thing. Not to make it over dramatic and just like keep the guys focused on the game. Like that was the impression I had.
Yeah.
He also knew, Brandon, it reminded me a little bit when you got hurt. What, week three or two of 2021, when you went down and you just knew. I remember seeing you sit there on the field. You knew.
Yep.
You knew. And that's the sense I had looking at N'Kobe's face. Like, he knew something serious had just happened. That was the impression I had.
You know what was cool? I know, like, what you said, that focus, that mind. It's like, that's where I was at. I was like, you know what? It's okay. I get to spend some more time with my kids. I'm just processing everything, and then if I get another chance, I'm coming back. I can't wait. Yeah. You are thinking about that, and you hoping that we finish the deal. And I know we gonna ride for N'Kobe, and everybody else gonna ride. You know, and I'm excited.
That's great.
Excited.
All right, let's get a lot of calls in here. 215-592-9494. Also, a reminder coming up in 5 minutes. You can hear a name, and with that name, you will have a chance on Friday to win tickets to the Eagles and the Rams. So listen in 5 minutes, 8 o'clock, for a name. And with that name, Friday at 8 o'clock, you can win tickets to the Eagles-Rams game.
Courtesy of NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy.
All right, to the phones we go. Let's get to Black Gritty. Good morning, Black Gritty.
Good morning, everybody. Let me get off real quick. Richie, I appreciate you holding down the fort yesterday until Seth got in here and took care of business for you. You know what I mean? Seth came in and cleaned up everything you was talking about for 3 hours. I appreciate you.
BG, thanks, man.
Breaking news, BG. You look clean out there on ESPN, but dog, you're going to have to wait another year. I need you back next season. So I know you look clean as soon, brother, but we need you one more year. You're forever Eagle, dog. Don't get too comfortable on the national stage just yet. I need you, and we got you, so you ain't going nowhere.
Yes,
now, let me tell you something. In the words of the great Brandon Graham, Joe DeCamera, you don't know Jalen like I know Jalen. Sometimes it doesn't look right, but it feels right when you get that George W. You get that win. A guy with no ego in the city of Philadelphia, where the fans can be terrible, the media can be terrible. Sometimes your grandmama might be terrible, but you got to fight through it and do what you need to do to win the game. And that's what he does. You want to pass the ball? Guess what? Styles make fights. And the Rams had to come out. We went out there to L.A. and took care of business. They're coming into the link. The Rams are the team that we want because that's the way the style fight works out. Carter is going to destroy Stafford standing there in the middle of the pocket, and we're not going to have to worry about nothing. But if you want to complain about something, complain about these George W's as we rack them up on the road to victory. I love you guys. Have a great day. Go, Birds!
All right,
Birds.
Black Reddit, thanks for the call, bud. Let's get to Seth. He's calling from media. Good morning, Seth.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing great, Seth.
Good, good, good. Brandon, always a pleasure. You know, I've been calling in all week and leading up to this game, and I had a feeling there was going to be a little bit of an issue with Jalen. And, you know, I think Jaws really hit the nail on the head that, he, you know, he made the plays he was supposed to. He didn't make as many mistakes as, you know, as some people were saying. But I think this is going to come down to timing for him. And not timing like getting on timing routes with the receivers, but seeing the game at game speed. I think it just takes a while. I mean, he was out for so long, and it's got to be different. Maybe Brandon can speak to this. Practicing with these guys, like, that game speed is just entirely different. And then you kick it into the playoffs, and it's just a whole nother animal. You know what I mean? So I think he'll be good to go by next week. And I got some.